In Arizona, fears are growing that a sniper could be on the loose, taking aim at drivers on the highway. The 10th incident in 12 days today, and authorities say at least half of the vehicles targeted were hit by gunfire. State police calling it a case of domestic terrorism. And our national correspondent Miguel Almaguer has the latest from Phoenix.
Tonight, many drivers are asking, is this the most dangerous roadway in the nation? The I-10 through Phoenix, Arizona, where vehicles have been targeted by gunfire or projectiles. This rear window shattered this afternoon. The driver not injured, but rattled.
Somebody will get hurt or somebody will get killed if this continues.
The director of transportation is warning the public, be vigilant.
Anytime that you have multiple shootings against American citizens on a highway, that's terrorism. They're trying to frighten or kill somebody.
The rash of shootings in Phoenix began August 29th. 7 incidents along Interstate 10. 3 others in the area, though one location hasn't been disclosed.
The involved parties advising their window was possibly shot at.
At least 5 vehicles were hit by gunfire, shattering windows and headlights. One lodged into the bus Robert McDonald was driving.
I came literally 24 to 36 inches from losing my life.
McDonald alone on the road when he heard the single gunshot.
When they found the bullet in the seat, like right behind me, I almost fainted.
Hundreds of thousands pass through this stretch of urban roadway every day. Drivers here are on edge.
It's cowardly. It's not right.
Even our camera crew questioned as they stopped to record video along the interstate. Janelle Brannick remembers the Beltway sniper from when she lived in Maryland 13 years ago. Today, she won't drive the I-10.
I've changed my route to work. I drive a little bit further now, but I feel a little bit safer.
Tonight, police have more than doubled their presence here along the I-10. Federal agents as well as local police are in the air on side roads as well as in undercover vehicles on the interstate behind me. Federal officials say while a 13-year-old girl was injured by glass that shattered after it was shot out, they're concerned the next victim could be killed. Lester.
All right, Miguel Almaguer, thank you.